Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. My name is Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to flip off societal pressures and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're here to encourage you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Selfish Confidence Podcast. It's Jess here, and I am feeling that New Year daze. I don't know about you, but it's like when you just get past like those couple weeks of like, you know, you're sticking with your habits and you're doing all the things and you're showing up and everything's really, really exciting, which it is, but then you hit that wall and you're like, oh, dang. I've been going a little hard these last 2 weeks. And there is a really important thing when it comes to like going hard is also having that balance of rest, especially for someone like me who just needs a little extra slow speed. It's something that I learned really importantly in my first year of business, and especially in that year of confidence, that I just need things a little slower. And that is okay. We don't have to always keep up at that crazy fast pace. But I will say, since the beginning of the year, I've been really consistent with some habits that I've been wanting to stick in the sand, and also really creating some exciting things that I am really excited to share with you today on the podcast. So one that's really, really important that I wanted to share with you is the launch of Confidently You. I've been working on this program since the fall of last year, really getting all the details together, the weekly lessons that I wanted to create, all the things that I wanted to just build into a program that helps you to set your foundation for the most confident year of your life and really like build yourself back to a place that feels really good. I have been working really hard on bringing that to life. And a launch, for anyone who's into business and listening to this, you know, a launch can be exhausting. Getting everything set up, creating everything, it is a big deal. And that's been huge, a huge part of just like everything lately, because I've wanted it to be everything that I dreamed that it would be. And it is coming to life, including it. Like, it includes like a 185-page journal that we have been creating and putting together. So it's just been a lot, a big season of creation. And then alongside that, we also have Spring Retreat coming up in Barbados. It has been sold out for almost a year now. And we are going down to Barbados in April. And this is kind of the crunch time for getting all of those details, travel details, getting everyone's flight information, making sure that everyone feels like really safe and confident coming down there, and just like making sure that all of those pieces are in place, because we are leaving in less than like 4 months. And that is wild that that is coming to light very soon too. So those are like two big things that are happening at the same time that I'm working through. And then add on top of that, the big event that we're having in October called Speak Up. It is happening October 5th and 6th here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is like a big time to get a lot of those details and deposits and lock in dates and make sure that everyone's, you know, set up, the room blocks, you know, having all of our speakers lined up, all of those like big details, photographers, videographers, all that stuff is like now also. It just seems like it's just like one of those seasons where you're like, oh, everything. I put everything, like the detail-oriented things that I need to do, all at the same time. And I'm so excited that all of these things are happening, like literally big dreams coming to life at the beginning of 2024, which just blows my mind. But also, I'm starting to learn more and more as I do these things that I need support and I need love and I need like extra people around me to make these dreams come to life too. One of the beliefs that I'm releasing this year is that I have to do it all, that I'm a solo entrepreneur and solo entrepreneurs do all the things, right? But that doesn't have to be the reality. And I'm working on leaning on everyone that I have in my life for this extra support in this season that is really, really, really busy. So even this morning, like voice memoing some of my friends to, you know, give them different jobs when it comes to the event. Like, hey, would you be interested in like being the lead on this piece? And hey, do you think you could help me to start make the workbook for this? And like all of those pieces slowly coming together, because it just feels like a really busy season, and I am just not subscribing to being the person who has to do it all, and also just like doing it alone and taking credit for it alone, like no thank you. I think this is going to be way more magical if I can spread the genius around, because everybody has a different zone of genius. And I know, you know, communication and organization are not my strong suits. I'm gonna need some people in those seats. And same with, you know, time management, not always my strongest suit. You know, I'm going to need to have someone who thrives like with time management and just like putting those people in place. So if you're listening to this and you're one of those people, I just wanna say thank you. Your support right now as we go through this busy season, I could not do it without you. And I am so extra thankful that I'm not doing this alone. And that's like really important, really important. If you're listening to this and you want to be a business owner, or you are one and you think you have to do it all alone, I promise you it's going to be way more fun if you don't do it alone. And then also, I just got invited to a really extra special event in California, in Fresno, California, called Galentine's with my girl, Crystal Jacobo. She has been on the podcast before. I've done some workshops in her community. She's done workshops in the sisterhood. And this is a beautiful event. So if you're looking for a group event to come to find some clarity and to spend some time with like really great people, it's happening February 16th and 17th, again in Fresno, California. I will put all the details in the show notes, but last minute deciding to go and to get my, you know, get a plane ticket and go all the way across the country and step into a new season and a new audience, I'm really, really excited for. And yeah, that also came all together pretty quickly at the beginning of this year. So it's just been like a wild season. And that being said, I tell you all that because I want you to know what's going on behind the scenes. And you're very much part of this journey. So it's so important that you know what's going on and that you're a part of like every step of the way. So I will tell you one quick thing before we get into today's topic is that I just put the deposit down on the VIP Sunset Boat Cruise happening for the event that's happening in October here. And so the night before, so the Speak Up event is a full day event. We have speakers all day. We have a whole bunch of different stuff happening. It's really going to be a lot of fun. But I've added the VIP night on the night before because when I go to a lot of these events, I'm traveling. Like I am going and sometimes going alone to some of these events and I don't know anyone. And so I love having an event that's almost like a meet and a mingle before the big event. So then you have people to sit with and you can, you know, really start to feel more confident and comfortable in the room once you start to know other people and you know you're not sitting alone in the corner. So I wanted to put something on the night before for VIPs to come in and to meet people and to connect with some of the speakers. And so I had this vision where, if you're not familiar with where I live in Halifax, we live on the harbor, so there's just boats and water. And I was like, why not do a sunset boat cruise? And yes, it's October, so it might be a little chilly, but the boat that I picked has an opening on the top and it's enclosed on the bottom. So if it is chilly or if the weather's not good, I have a bit of a backup, which is really great. But just an opportunity for you to come and again, meet the speakers, meet other people who are coming and really connect even before the event starts, especially for the people who are traveling in. Like, this is going to be such a fun night to get connected and have an awesome weekend here in Halifax. So many exciting things are happening over here and moving really, really, really freaking fast. But I want to loop you in because it's happening and tickets are going on sale really freaking soon. So once I get all the details together, they're going to be going on sale in just a couple weeks. So thank you for listening to my ramble about all the things going on behind the scenes. And that kind of brings me into the point of what I wanted to talk to you about today. I really wanted to talk to you about that busy season and also understanding that it's okay if that season needs rest. So this is probably an episode for my all or nothing girlies, the ones who are listening who are like, okay, I'm all in. That when you set a goal for the new year, you went hard and you were like, yes, this is 100% what I want. I'm going to do this crazy big thing. And I am not here to step on your goal and to say you can't do that, because I know 100% you can do it. Like, you can. You are like so freaking powerful. You can do anything, literally anything you set your mind to. I know you can do it. And if you're a little like wavering a little bit right now because it's really hard, send me a message. I will 100% get behind you and give you the support and the kick in the butt you need if that's what you want to do. But I also think this is the season that there is some extra pressure to make those kinds of goals, even if they're not aligned. Like, we can get really excited and be like, oh yeah, I want to do run a marathon or whatever it is that you have on your heart. I want to do this big thing that's going to take a huge time commitment, a huge energy commitment. And I am, you know, I'm already strapped for time, right? You have this on top of working full time, on top of being a parent, on top of all of these things. But one of the best things I learned, especially in my year of confidence, was figuring out that small goals had just as big of an impact as these massive ones. Like for me, I used to run half marathons and I would start to say things like, oh, like I can't run that. It's just 5K. Like I just do half marathons. And thinking that I was more valuable and more worthy of a person because I ran 21 kilometers versus five. But now, and maybe I'm just like older and wiser, I'm starting to learn that that 5K is a huge goal for some people. 5K right now would be huge for me. And leaning into that energy, that small goals can actually get you a lot further than some of these big ones. Because we might be in a season of our life where these small goals are something that we can actually be more consistent in than a big one, like running 21 kilometers. Well, that's going to take hours and hours and hours of training every single week. And when it comes to a 5K, although it still is a, you know, a time commitment, it might be an hour a week that you're training versus like I used to train like 10 hours a week. That is a big commitment. Honestly, looking back, I'm like, how did I do that with a full-time job? Like I probably have more time now. Anyways, side note, just, you know, going back in memory lane in my brain, but that's the thing. It's like looking at how we can be consistent with our goals and feel really good and feel really successful without leading into that energy that society puts us in sometimes, that bigger is better, that more is better, that harder means success. And that's just not the truth. When I finally got past that rule that I had in my head, that a half marathon was it, like that was the only way I could go. Once I finally realized that a walk around the block or doing a minute of yoga meant the same thing, because I actually started to feel better about myself because I was more consistent, that's when I started to grow more confidently in the choices and in the actions. Because if you think about it, let's say you sign up for a half marathon. I don't know why I'm going with the running analogy, but let's just go with it. You sign up for a half marathon. And then it's like 3 weeks before and you haven't done any training because it's a huge daunting task. And you're just like, cool, I'm just not going to do it. And then you feel really crappy about yourself because you said you're going to do something and then you didn't. What if you sign up for the 5K and even if 3 weeks before it comes up and you didn't do any training, you could still walk a 5K. Like you could do that. You could still show up. You could still start training 3 weeks before. If you were to go and just even walk a half marathon, you're gonna hurt real bad, okay? And then again, you're gonna feel bad about yourself. But imagine showing up and actually crossing the finish line and doing something that felt a little bit more realistic. I don't know why and when society flipped this around on us that that wasn't good enough. And again, this can be part of how you were raised, you know, some of the things that were around you, some of the goals that maybe your parents had, the things that they did, and it can make it harder. But I want you to look at the goal that you created for this year and think really hard on if it feels aligned and if you really want this to happen. Because there's two things that can happen when you want this. You can go in the direction of following and pursuing that goal and going all in and making the time for it and making it a priority. You can do it. Again, 100%, I stand behind you. You can freaking do it. The other option is realizing that this goal maybe isn't aligned in the season that you're in right now. Things are happening, you know, maybe you're new in mom life and it's a really busy season, or, you know, you just got this promotion at work and it's just not the time for you to take something like this on. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It's just a matter of prioritizing things differently and maybe realigning to what is a better suited goal for you right now. Because the goal of burnout and fatigue and stress, especially as women, is just like not the vibe this year, okay? We do not want that for 2024. And if you're sitting here and you're like, yeah, I do, Jess, cool. I love that for you. I love that for you. You do you. If you want the stress and fatigue and burnout, by all means. But I have a good feeling that you probably don't. And you've probably been there before and you know what that feels like and you never want to get there again. So let's look at 2024 differently this year Again, better, bigger, harder does not mean, you know, most success. You can really step into the energy of being successful with whatever that goal is. So I want you to make it really simple so that you can feel more confident when you come to the end of the year and you're just like, I did all the things I said I was going to do. And if someone was like, oh, you just ran a 5K, you point me in the direction and I will punch them in the face, because 5K is huge. Whatever you've put on your board is huge. And for me, one of the ones that I want to be really consistent with this year is something that I call the 10-10-10. It's 3 habits for 10 minutes each every single day. And they're my most influential and most important habits. So that's 10 minutes of fitness. And that can be walking the dog. I used to tell myself, it doesn't count if it's just walking the dog. F that. Moving my body in any way counts for 10 minutes a day. It can also be like stretching, doing some yoga. It could be going to the gym. And sometimes that 10 minutes is actually an hour. And sometimes that 10 minutes, you know, is just 10 minutes of stretching, whatever it is that I need, but it's a bare minimum of 10 minutes of movement every single day. I also like to add on 10 minutes of meditation. It doesn't have to be perfect meditation. I used to be really hard on myself. And if I, you know, if my mind wandered, then I wouldn't count it. Well, that's not what I'm doing anymore. I'm being really flexible and really honest that some days it's going to be great, long, beautiful meditations, and other days it's going to be a little scattered, and that's okay too. And then my third one is growth. I read in a book or I listen to an audiobook for 10 minutes every single day. Those are my 3 main focuses for the whole year, because those 3 things for me help me to feel the most confident. And I am very flexible and very open with them this year because I know the season that I'm in and I want to be consistent. I want to get to the end of the year and be like, I did that every single day for a year. And it's not going to be something crazy for me like an ice bath every day or running around the block every day. It's going to be things that I can do even on a day like today when I just started my period and I'm just like not totally in my best zone, okay? I can still do 10 minutes of stretching and I can read my book from the couch and I can still do my meditation. Like I can do these things even when it's not the best feeling of a day. And so I would challenge you to look at your goals to be something like that too. Could you do these even on the worst day? Like you got home from work and everything sucked and the kids are screaming and you were just like, this is not the day. Could you still keep up with it? Or would you doing this thing that you set for the year actually make that day worse? Because if that's the case, you got to know it's just not the season for it. That's okay too. And I just want you to know that I'm so proud of you for making a goal, for looking at this year, for wanting to better yourself, for wanting to step into the direction of a more confident, a more fulfilled version of yourself. And I know if you're listening to this, you are that person. You probably did make a goal. And I just want you to know, no matter how big or how small it is, you are valuable and you are worthy. And I'm just so freaking excited to watch you thrive this year. And also hope to see you in person at the Speak Up event here in Halifax. It's really funny because right before this, I was watching Instagram and I was watching these 2 parents who were talking about their goals or their resolutions. And they were just like absolutely hilarious things. Like, hey, I'm not going to eat pretzels this year. Just like, I don't like them. So like, why bother? Or like, I'm not going to, you know, use the water pick for flossing my teeth anymore. That thing sucks. Like the goals were so hilarious, or the things they wanted to focus on this year were so hilarious that I just loved that energy. Because again, we've gone into the shift of it having to be difficult or it having to be big. And I just like the idea of like it being really simple. Like, hey, I'm not going to eat pretzels this year because like I really don't like them. So like, why bother? So what is it for you? What do you want to work on this year? And how can you shift your energy in 2024 to be a lot kinder to yourself, to be a lot more flexible with yourself? My focus for this year is a big one of being peace, having peace with everything that I'm doing. And again, that comes from delegating a lot of things out and making sure that the projects that I'm working on are really aligned and doing, again, this 10-10-10 for me every single day. Meditating, reading, and moving my body bring me peace every single day. And it's just being flexible with what that looks like and bringing that to life in this world. So what do you need for 2024 and how can you do that for yourself? I love you so much and I can't wait to see what the rest of the year does for you. What's up, sis? I am so glad we could hang out today. If you love this episode, send it to a friend or share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me sprinkle some confidence in the world. And don't forget, you are magic. Let's show the world your shine.